Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, May 30th, 2018. On this day in 1974, the Airbus A300 passenger aircraft first entered service. Almost a year and a half after the attack at Breitscheidplatz, the question of possible administrative errors in the case of the assassin Anis Amri has still not been finally resolved. As mentioned previously on Berlin Briefing, the Berlin House of Representatives set up a committee of inquiry last summer. Parliamentarians are still often lacking the basis for targeted questioning of witnesses, and the Senate is taking its time with the supply of files on the Amri case. This is the result of unpublished answers by the Justice and Home Affairs Administration to a question by FDP Member of Parliament Marcel Lütte made available to the Berliner Morgenpost. The first requests for files were forwarded by the committee on July 14, 2017, and the authorities began to deliver at the beginning of September of 2017. Then, the action stalled at the Senate Administration for Justice. The most recent delivery from Senator Dirk Behrendt's department, the Green Party, was not made until 10 months after the request. It is similar in the Interior Management. The staff of the House of Senator of the Interior, Andreas Geisel of the SPD, last made a file delivery on May 15th of this year, also 10 months after the inquiry. It is also unclear which files are still missing. There is no so-called declaration of completeness from the authority. FDP committee member Lütte criticizes because the Senate is delaying deliveries, adding that they are sometimes fogged in questioning witnesses. The parliamentarians do not even have files that would have been available to the police internal task force Lupe for months. Lütte states that the fact that these files have been around for a long time but have not been made available to them shows that the Senate is deliberately evading parliamentary control. The left-wing politician Hakan Tas also said that the committee could hardly guarantee the clarification in view of the missing files. The Green politician Benedikt Lux said that the status of the file delivery was, quote, unsatisfactory. The Internal Administration, which is also responsible for the police, has so far supplied 850 files and 21 data CDs. The compilation is complex. Emails have to be organized and provided with a table of contents and explanations in accordance with the committee's requirements. If other authorities outside the business area of internal administration were affected, these documents would first have to be released. Also, in order to protect victims or journalists, parts of files must be redacted. It remains unclear whether individual pages have disappeared from a file in the jurisdiction of the Justice Administration, which could provide information on the extent to which Senator of Justice Behrendt and his predecessor Thomas Heilmann of the CDU were informed about the overload of the criminal courts. The page numbering of the files show a gap. Whether pages were removed or renumbered, or whether the pages had simply been incorrectly numbered, was impossible to determine, quote, despite detailed research, as stated by the Justice Administration. Despite internal warnings, and as a result of research by RBB, the Berlin Immigration Authority is said to have issued residence cards for Nigerians for years, based on forged documents. Some of the Nigerian citizens registered in Berlin are said to have illegally obtained residence status with the help of a gang of six alleged smugglers. The smuggling gang, now accused before the Berlin Regional Court, used the same trick over and over again. Two people, posing as a Portuguese-Nigerian couple, appear at the Berliner Ausländerbehörde. The woman applies for a residence card for family members of EU citizens and a so-called EU residence card, which they also receive. The EU residence card certifies the Nigerian's right of entry and residence in Germany. EU residence cards are generally issued for 5 years and also entitle the holder to gainful employment. According to investigations by the Public Prosecutor's Office, however, the documents required and submitted were all wrong. The marriage certificates were mostly forged in Nigeria beforehand. The German employment contracts and the wage certificates of the Portuguese, quote, wife, were drawn up by a former brothel owner in Berlin, as RBB learned. Behind this ingenious approach is a global criminal gang. The investigators are certain of this. Several times, employees of the authorities are said to have informed their superiors of discrepancies in applications and the issue of residence permits. According to RBB research, however, the reminders apparently had no consequences. To follow up on the alleged murder in Spandau, the victim has been identified publicly as Dragan K., a restaurateur from the former Yugoslavia. Police now hope to find out who did it by publishing photos. The perpetrator who stabbed the 63-year-old restaurant owner to death on Sunday night apparently took the victim's bag with him or her during the robbery murder. It is a black handbag measuring about 25 by 15 centimeters. Mr. K., according to the investigators, had it with him when he left the restaurant he ran in Spandau around 11 p.m. on Saturday evening and boarded the M37 bus. The owner bled to death at his property on Hauskavelweg in the Falkenhagener Feld after emergency doctors tried to resuscitate him. Police believe the perpetrator may have been lying in wait for Mr. K. on his way home. The investigators are asking who has observed suspicious persons or vehicles at or near the scene of the crime, especially during the night from Saturday to Sunday, the 26th and 27th of May. And also for anyone who noticed suspicious people at Mr. K's place of work or on his way home. Information on how to contact the 7th Homicide Commission at the State Criminal Police Office in Kiesstrasse in Tiergarten and police-released photos can be found in our show notes. The German Weather Service, or DWD, is again giving a hot weather warning for today in Berlin and Brandenburg, marking the fourth day in a row. While this week's strong heat will still continue today, with temperatures between 29 and 32 degrees, at the same time, strong thunderstorms with heavy rain and small hail are possible in both Berlin and Brandenburg. Overnight into Thursday, the risk of thunderstorms will decrease and the temperatures will cool down to 14 to 18 degrees. On Thursday, however, the Weather Service expects another scorcher at 29 to 32 degrees with isolated showers. Stay cool, Berlin. Stay cool. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.